This is the place where sports opinions collide. This is Dead End Sports 365. I'm your man, Manny Brown. What's going on? Before we get into everything, make sure you go like this video and go subscribe to Dead End Sports on YouTube. Go follow us on Twitter at Dead End Sports, Instagram at Dead End Sports, Facebook Dead End Sports. Make sure you are following us and keeping up to date, bro. Every day we got new content, new videos coming. We got a bunch of videos coming to you guys over the next couple days. I'll be back in the next couple days with a couple videos on the Lakers and on the NCAA tournament as a whole. So yeah, make sure you're checking out all the things we're bringing to y'all. We got a lot of content, new videos each and every day, 365 days a year. Let's get it. I wanted to come to you guys real quick because there's been a lot of moves in the baseball world. You guys know I'm the resident baseball guy for the Dead End Sports crew. So there's been a lot of shit going on over the last couple of days, man. It's just been hard to keep track of. I mean, that free agent bonanza that we expected last week when the deal came to fruition, you know, we all were sitting there talking about how it was just going to be a bonanza 24 hours in, right? And it took a little bit of time for everything to kind of start circulating and percolating, but damn, it has. I mean, we still got some dominoes to fall. Correa and Freeman being the two biggest ones. I think it's down to going back to Houston for Correa. I really do. I think Correa's going to go back to Houston. I think I could see them giving him like a 10-year deal, $355 or something million with an opt-out after two, something like that. Or he may sign like a short-term, like, you know, 7-year, 300 something million, and then have an opt out after 1 year or whatever, something like that. They'll figure out the wordings of the contracts or whatever. But I could definitely see a deal with Houston, major long-term deal, where then he has an opt out after 1 or after 2 years. And then for Freeman, you know, it's crazy. I obviously expected. I'll be honest with y'all. I didn't think Freddie Freeman would be playing for another team in 2022 other than the Braves. I just didn't see it. Obviously, we heard the scutterbug. We heard the rumors about the Braves not making him an offer. You know, him, you know, being out on the open market. Obviously, you had the lockout. It's crazy to think that a franchise icon like Freddie Freeman is not going to be playing for the Braves for the rest of his career. It's just mind-boggling to me. Now, listen. The Braves did take a little bit of the sting away. And listen, I'm not a Braves fan. I hate the fucking Braves. Y'all know me. I'm a Mets fan, so I can't stand the Braves. But I don't understand it. Now, they did take a little bit of the sting away. They did pull off a Matt Olson trade. Matt Olson's a very, very good player. He's not Freddie Freeman, but he's very, very good. He's Freddie Freeman light with more power. So, listen, it's hard to kill him. It's hard to kill him necessarily, but at the same time, it still rubs me the wrong way how they handled this whole Freddie Freeman situation. They just won a World Series. The Braves print money. You mean to tell me you can't go 6-7 years with Freddie Freeman? You know, he's 31, or I think he's 31 or 32. I think he's going to be 32. But anyways, you can't go, you know, 6-7 years with Freddie Freeman, a franchise icon, a guy that you've developed, brought through the farm system, stayed loyal with you through all the lean years, finally won a World Series, and you don't re-sign that guy back? And listen, I get it. You know, I get it. You know, these guys, when they get to age 36, 37, 38, you know, they may be totally different players, but I just don't understand the Braves, man. I really don't understand the rationale. Now, listen, they made up for it by getting Matt Olson. That's a smart deal. Smart. And then they re-signed him. Smart. So I can't kill him too much, but still leaves a little bit of something to be desired on how the Braves handle that shit. The Mets made a big trade for Chris Bassitt, A's pitcher. Good pickup. He can slot right in to be our third starter. Gives our rotation some depth. So I like that move. I don't understand what the fuck the Yankees are doing. Josh Donaldson? Really? Like, listen, I fuck with Josh Donaldson. Great player. When healthy. Keyword, when healthy. What is Josh Donaldson at age 36? He misses a bunch of time. He's always hurt. I don't know. Now, listen, if he's healthy, he's going to mash in New York. He's going to mash. Nobody has that doubt in their mind. If Josh Donaldson is healthy, he will play well. The question is he going to play well? And for the Twins, listen, they got Sonny Gray. They finally got a legitimate, you know, I wouldn't call him a number one starter, but I think he's a very good number two on the Twins. He's a number one starter. So, yeah, I think they got a really good pitcher, and they got the Yankees to take on all $50 million left in Donaldson's contract. So I think it was a good move for the Twins. Some other ones, obviously today, the Blue Jays are close to acquiring Matt Chapman from the A's. That's a huge pickup for the Blue Jays. That's a monster pickup for the Blue Jays. Man, the Blue Jays look like they're going to be sick. So that should tell you right there that they're out of the Freeman's sweepstakes. There's a lot of rumors that maybe he was going to the Blue Jays. So I think you can kind of erase that. You know, Kyle Schwarber agreed to a contract with the Phillies. Good pickup for the Phillies. They need another bat in that lineup to protect Bryce Harper. So that's a good pickup for them. I still don't love what they've done with their bullpen, but whatever. That's to my advantage. The Mets signed Adam Ottavino. I mean, there's been a lot of moves here and there to kind of reinforce things. I don't think I'm missing any major moves of note. Like I said, Correa's coming down to probably going back to the Astros, I think, unless there's a secret team that nobody's talking about. With Freeman, you know, it's interesting. I still think it's going to be the Dodgers at the end of the day. And I know a lot of rumors out there on social media that maybe the Red Sox are in on Freeman. That's why they didn't go after Schwarber, because they're trying to replace Schwarber with Freeman. Who knows? Yeah, I think the Red Sox are definitely in the running. Obviously, I don't think the Yankees are in the running anymore after they just re-signed Anthony Rizzo. I think the Blue Jays are out. Obviously, we know about the Braves. So I think it's going to come down to the Red Sox and the Dodgers, and I just can't see the Dodgers not winning that. He's a Southern California guy. He lives there in the offseason from there. Kind of makes sense to me. But hey, who knows? The Red Sox have been known to win these battles in the past, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Red Sox swoop in at the last minute and get the deal done. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I think all the major moves, man, those are the majority. Oh, the Reds. The Cubs just signed Saya Suzuki, the outfielder from Japan. Whatever. I don't know how much to evaluate that. He's a Japanese hitter. Some of them come here and they work out. Some of them don't. We'll see. Let's see. But I did want to talk about the Reds before I ended this video. What the fuck are the Reds doing? Like, the Reds are the perfect example of why the players talked all that shit about owners not trying to win. Bro, the Reds have been contenders the last 2 years. They made it to the postseason in 2020. They were, you know, basically within an eyelash of making the postseason last year. You have a good, solid roster, a good, solid core in place, and you're going to break it up? For what? For what? You trade away Jesse Winker and Eugenio Suarez, two really good hitters in that lineup. I mean, you know, you're trading Sonny Gray. They just traded Amir Garrett. I mean, what the fuck are the Reds doing? The Reds, before even a single pitch in spring training has been thrown, the Reds are telling you as a Reds fan, don't bother coming. Don't bother coming. See you in 2026. Like, it's bullshit. Like, bro, I don't understand. Listen, the Reds, the Pirates, you know, there's some organizations out there that are just, they just never, never try. They just never try. Never try. And I get the Reds are a small market and they can't compete with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees and all that. Listen, no one's asking them to spend $250 million. But you got to at least try to compete in a division that's winnable, by the way. It's not like these motherfuckers is playing in the NL West with the Dodgers or the NL East with the Braves and the Mets and the Phillies, whatever. Like, they're playing in the Central. The Cubs are rebuilding. The Brewers are good, but, you know, the Brewers aren't going to, you know, destroy anybody of note. You know, the Brewers are a good team, but, you know, they're not infallible. You're in a winnable division. Go for it. I can make a whole video about the Reds, but I'm not even going to waste my time. But yeah, man, that's just my little MLB roundup for the week. A lot of action, a lot of moves. Significant moves too, and I think still two big dominoes to fall on Correa and Freeman. I think they could really kind of alter baseball where they go. You know, if Correa signs with a big team, then you know that obviously changes the landscape, and then obviously Freeman going to the Dodgers or the Red Sox, that alters the landscape as far as those teams go. So yeah, a lot of two big dominoes to fall, a lot of other smaller moves to go, and yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun, man. Baseball's back, like I said, April 7th, opening day, spring training starting up, I think tomorrow or the next day, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's a good time of the year. NCAA tournament starting. That's why you got to subscribe and you got to be following everything, all things Dead End Sports, man. We got you covered. We right here. I'm Manny Brown, Dead End Sports 365. I'm out. Peace.